And coming up later tonight, Stephen Bochco's Cop Rock.
Okay, Chrissy, it's time for us to leave.
Mom, are you going to be home late? Am I going to have to miss Cop Rock?
Honey, it's past your bedtime.
But it's breakthrough television.
To bed. Good night. Chrissy, you won't be needing that. Carol, I'm counting on you to make sure
Chrissy's in bed by 8:30. Yeah.
Carol, why are you complaining about babysitting? It's not like you had a date tonight.
Just go.
Well, I'm all done doing the dishes on a night that's not even my turn.
Hey, that's good, Ben.
That was great bean salad, Mom. Interesting, but not dangerous.
Thanks, Ben.
May I have your recipe?
It won't do you any good. We're still going to parents' night.
Is that tonight?
Ooh, should I ground him now or later?
Look, this isn't like all those times I got in trouble way back... When was that?
Oh, last semester?
Okay, look, what I'm saying is I'm more mature. When's the last time you guys saw me blow milk through my nose?
Well...
Okay, that doesn't count, though. It wasn't milk. And just the other day, I had gas, and I kept it all to myself.
Yeah.
Okay, not completely to myself, but...
Okay, look, honey, we have noticed that you're more mature. You haven't gotten into any trouble in weeks, your grades are fine, and my guess is you've got all your teachers buffaloed.
You bet I do.
Let's roll, Maggie.
Remember, these are bitter people who don't make a lot of money.
Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. We're nowhere near
the best is ready to begin.
As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. As long as we keep on giving, we can take anything that comes our way. Baby, rain or shine, all the time, we got each other. Sharing the laughter and love.
Sharing the laughter and love.
Well, thank you for your time, Mrs. Krupmeier.
Yes, I'm glad we got to talk. It's great to hear Ben finally buckling down like that.
Well, I like teaching children and I like cutting up frogs.
But isn't this an English class?
Yes.
We're having a great night. That's the sixth teacher who's been glowing about Ben.
They sure must have lowered their standards since Mike went here.
Attention, parents. This is your beloved principal, Willis DeWitt. Next period is lunch. During this period, you're welcome to come to my office to get your child's locker combination so you can root through their personal belongings.
Oh, Maggie, come on. We don't have to root through Ben's locker.
Well, of course we don't have to. We get to.
Ben wouldn't hide anything from us.
Because he's such a good student?
No, because he's not slick enough to get anything past us.
Oh, Jason, you mean you're going to stand here and do nothing?
No. I'm going to go in the boys' room and do something.
Hey, look out. Force of habit.
Men. How can we be expected to have our children follow our example if we ourselves don't set it? Come on, the Surgeon General's report is a generation old. Isn't it time that we need a light?
No, thanks. It's Flint.
Yes. Boy, this takes me back. I remember in my school, this is where you got your real education. Mr. Little Bites. Isn't that funny?
No, I'm Mr. Little.
Yes, well, I meant it was ironic that they should say something so disrespectful and then still use the traditional expression of goodwill, mister.
What kind of goofball are you?
Psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Seaver.
Dr. Seaver?
Hello.
Oh!
Mo Green.
Mo Green.
Rhonda's dad?
That would be Rhonda Green.
Now I see where Ben gets it. Oh, I love that knucklehead.
Oh, yeah, you do?
If I didn't, how else could I put up with him for 6 nights a week?
6 nights a week?
Ben's practically part of the family.
Ben Siebert.
Will you stop it? You're killing me.
Look, I want to compliment you. He's a great kid.
And such a hard worker. Ooh, cleaning the garage, washing the dishes, raking the lawn, fixing the plumbing. Was it you that taught him all about transmissions?
S-E-A-V-E-R?
I don't know. I can't spell. I'm illiterate. Oh, I'm just so glad we're getting along, because I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days, you and me are related, if you know what I mean.
What the hell are you talking about?
Ben and Rhonda.
Hey,
now how come you're acting like you don't know what's going on when you threw them a big 6-week anniversary party, huh? Maggie!
Come on in here. There's something I want you to hear.
Ooh, I love this guy!
But if he's been dating her for 6 weeks, why haven't we met her?
I don't know.
And how could he sneak out of the house every night for 6 weeks?
I don't know.
Jason, what do you know?
I know I don't like getting noogied.
Where's Ben?
No good evening. No thank you for babysitting. No gratitude for my time.
That's right. Where's Ben?
Don't know. Don't care.
With an attitude like that, it's no wonder little Ben is sneaking around with this 14-year-old girl with pantyhose in his locker.
What? You think I have an attitude?
Well, you guys must be really hungry after hearing all those great things about me.
Ben, I've never been more disappointed in you in my life.
Hey, it wasn't my idea to Vaseline the toilet seats in the teacher's lounge. Hey, they were gonna throw out those dissected frogs anyway, so why couldn't I use them?
Let me give you a hint, Ben.
You know Mo.
Mo than you think.
Well, then I guess there's no reason for me to say anything, but good night.
Don't count on it, mister.
Why haven't we met Rhonda?
6 weeks.
Part of the family.
Fixing transmissions without permission.
Don't just sit there, say something.
I really, really, really love you guys. Okay, look, I'm dating this girl named Rhonda. There, it's out in the open. I feel better.
From the beginning, Ben, and include all the lies, falsehoods, and deceptions.
I'm waiting for the old ripple dissolve, Ben.
Well, it was during the first or second week at school, I'm not sure. But I know it was after my English class because there was frog blood on my shoes. I was getting my lunch from my locker when I saw her.
That's the last time I wore white shoes to English class.
You're in my class?
Yeah, I had no idea high school English would be like this. Do you want to go out to a movie?
Huh?
Oh, right. I'm Rhonda Green, but you're probably busy, so just forget I asked.
Wait a minute. You're asking me out on a date?
You act like this never happened to you before.
Are you kidding? Usually it's groups of women asking me out.
So what night?
Any night.
I'm free then, too.
Okay, we'll work the details out after school. Behind the dumpster?
The one that smells really bad?
I know it well.
Oh, and just so you don't worry, I'll pay for me. I'm not after your money.
I like your style. Dudes. Hey, guys, what's happening?
I started shaving today.
Yeah, stink, but your back doesn't count. So, what do you guys figure we're doing this weekend?
I don't know. I was gonna stay home and let my big brother push me around.
Wait, push me too? Sorry I can't join you guys, but I got a date.
Oh, the circus back in town.
So, Siebert, who'd you ask out?
I didn't ask anybody out. She asked me.
No
way. A girl asked you out?
You guys act like this has never happened to you before.
I had a girl talk to me once. She said, "What smells in here?"
Yeah, Stinky, my brother will push you around.
So who is it? Who asked you out? Rhonda Green. What's so funny?
We thought you meant a real woman, like a cheerleader, or better.
What's better than a cheerleader?
A gymnast.
Yeah. Oh.
You guys are just dumping on me because nobody asked you guys out.
Benny, she's not on the A-list. You go out with a girl who's not on the A-list and you're finished. Your social life is over. You'll end up with a girl in band.
I'm in band.
Enough said.
But she's paying her own way.
Well, because she has to.
Benny, check the wall of truth. There is something disgusting and horrible about every girl on the A-list. Unfortunately, you won't find anything pornographic about Rhonda Green.
Stinky Sullivan is a hunk?
I wrote that. Wait till the girls read it.
Think, Stinky. When will the girls be in this room?
When they use the bathroom.
Benny, look. You can go out with her if you want, but you might as well become a hall monitor.
Hall monitor? Me?
This couldn't happen. I had to tell her this date was off. But how do you break a girl's heart when she looks so cute, holding her nose from the stench? I know. I'll phone her. Rhonda, before you get mad at me for not meeting you at the dumpster, I gotta tell you something. The reason I can't go out with you this Friday is because I'm gay. Hey, that'll spare feelings and keep me out of the army.
Hey, Benny.
Hi.
Hey, what you doing?
Nothing.
Is your butt making a phone call?
Mike, I'm a dead man. There's this girl who asked me out, and she's not on the A-list. And if I go out with her, I'm in terrible trouble. I'm at the end of my rope.
Then we want to know why you want to go out with this girl, and you're telling us ridiculous stories about not wanting to go out with her.
I was just getting to that.
Well, get to it.
Okay, well, that's where Mike got involved.
Whoa, wait a minute, Mike, get back here.
Look, I'm not responsible for this little guy, okay? I mean, I don't even like him. Whatever he does, he does. I have no influence on his life whatsoever.
Mike, you better talk and talk now. What have you got to say?
I really, really, really love you guys.
Forget it, Mike. It's a tough room.
Okay. I'll tell you everything and I won't hold anything back.
How much have you told him?
Okay. All right. Now, little Benny here came to me with a very tough problem. Now, I could have ducked it, but no. I asked myself what my father would say in this situation. Only I'd make it shorter and a little more interesting. Benny, what are you all bent out of shape for, huh? I mean, look, let's face it, you're never going to date a girl on the A-list. All right, you'll be lucky to date a girl in band.
Mike, if you're going to say stuff like that, I might as well go talk to Dad.
Your butt's off the hook.
Thanks for nothing, Mike.
Hey, look, Benny, now come on. Who ever told you that this girl was unworthy?
Vito, Gary, and Stinky.
Well, ignore them.
You're telling me to ignore my friends?
No, I'm telling you to get some new friends. I mean, think, Benny. I mean, somehow, some girl finds you vaguely attractive, and you're about to turn her down?
Well,
look, let me put it this way. Did Mr. Haley say, "I'll wait for the next comet"?
Man, it actually happened that way?
Yeah.
I gotta know what to say. You really told him not to buckle to peer pressure? To stand up to his friends and do the right thing?
Yeah. And besides, if she's really desperate, the weenie might get lucky.
Get out, Mike.
Well, I've certainly learned my lesson. I'll never talk to Mike again.
Ban the date.
Oh, yeah.
Ban.
I'm waiting for the ripple.
I think we're lost, Wendy. This maze is so confusing. We're never going to get out of here.
Ben, you really like the fuzzy wuzzy bears?
Yeah, they're cool.
Wouldn't it be more fun to go over to Cinema 4 and see Wild at Heart?
No. Excessive sex and violence upsets me. Well, violence anyway.
I love you, Wendy Bear.
There they are, just like I sing.
I can't believe it.
What's wrong?
Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom and pick up some raisinettes. You guys doing it a G-rated movie?
What are you doing with Rhonda Green?
She's here too? Nice try, Benny. So you guys think he should wear that hall monitor sash over his left shoulder or his right? I was cornered. I was dead. My honor was at stake. So, I lied. You guys got it all wrong about Rhonda. She's the kind of girl who makes guys happy, if you know what I mean. But I'd say more, but there's little fuzzy bears on the screen.
But she looks so moral.
Look, I don't care what you guys think, because I'm happy.
So, what do I do?
The next couple of hours were a blur. All I'm sure of is, by the time Rhonda bought me that second chili dog later that night, we were going steady. I had no idea that one lie could spread so fast or change my life so much. People were looking at me, and they weren't laughing. For the first time in the history of Dewey High, a freshman's name had been added to the wall of truth. My name. I was sincerely touched. By the end of the first week, she'd moved into my locker. It was a little inconvenient, but I didn't mind. Because everyone at the school was now treating me with respect, including Janitor Bob. He even let me touch his keys.
So you're going out with a girl you don't even like just to keep your friends fooled?
Yeah, now you see.
All right, would you plan on marrying this girl just to continue the charade, Ben?
No. See, in 3 years I graduate. Then there's always the army.
You see, this is really out there.
Hey, it's not all bad. Mrs. Green's a great cook.
You eat dinner there, too?
Yeah, but only after I eat dinner here first. Hey, it's their way of thanking me for doing all those chores.
But that's another thing, Ben. When's the last time you did a chore around here?
It's just I'm always so tired.
Well, I guess so.
And about fixing this transmission? I got lucky.
Well, your luck's run out, Ben.
This cannot go on.
What did I do that was really wrong?
Dating a girl we never met.
Going steady with a girl
we
haven't met.
You aren't allowed to go steady in the first place.
Sneaking out of this house 42 times without permission.
Eating two dinners every night.
How is that wrong?
It's wrong. It's just wrong.
And what about all the rumors you're starting about this girl?
You don't have to worry about the rumors, Dad. I made them up.
Ben, has it occurred to you you might be damaging this young lady's reputation?
I don't see how. She's on the A-list now.
So what do you think you should do right now?
Well, I know it's not having dinner.
Here, Raleigh! Here, Raleigh! Hey, do we have a dog?
No!
Darn it. If we did, I'd call it Raleigh. Ben, you knucklehead, how long you been here?
Since dawn.
Well, why didn't you say something? We could have got an early start on digging the pool.
Mr. Green, is Rhonda home?
Yeah, but she's not much good with a shovel. Mighty handy with a pickaxe, though. Like I needed to tell you.
Can I talk to her?
Sure, come on in, have some breakfast.
No, I can't. I already ate.
So?
Oh, it's wrong. I can't tell you why, it's just wrong. Can I speak to Rhonda?
I got you. You devil. Rhonda, your boyfriend's here. Hey,
we do have a dog. Come on, Raleigh. Come on, fella. Doggy noogies. Doggy noogies. I love this little knucklehead. Hey, Raleigh, look who's here.
How am I going to explain this to her? Okay, I got no choice. I gotta be honest. I'll tell her I'm not attracted to her. I never was attracted to her. And the only reason I'm dating her is because my friends believed my lies about her.
Oh, what's he doing here this early? This is the last straw. Today's the day I tell him the only reason I went out with him was to get on the A-list. Ben?
Rhonda.
It's now or never.
Look, I know I'm here early, but I don't want breakfast. Do you want to break up?
I'm not hungry either. Great, let's break up.
When?
Now's good.
Okay, see you in school.
See you in school.
For the first time in 6 weeks, she's made me happy.
Me too.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Brad Pitt guest stars when Ben gets a chance to meet his favorite rock star. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, unhappy with his job at Jack's Furniture Factory, Kevin leaves home to find himself.